I'd like now to welcome Elliot Oppenheim. He is the director of the Chispa Concert Series at the Christ Lutheran Church. And joining us by phone, Jan Willem Janssens, who is a trumpeter and part of that music series. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.
So, Elliot, this is a concert series that is the whole series featuring music of brass instruments specifically?
There are other community concert series. We distinguish ourselves by featuring brass. I'm a trumpet player, and the Christ Lutheran Church has made this community commitment to allow us to have our concerts there. So we are going to have brass concerts, although we will have other forms of music.
And Jan Willem, we've had you on the air before in the context of the Galisteo Basin and watersheds and things like that, but you're also a trumpeter. This is something that was a very serious pursuit for you at some point, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I've been playing the trumpet now for, I don't know, most of my life, I would say, 35 years or so. And so I started just at the end of elementary school, and have almost made it my career, but pursued something else, and then kept at it in all kind of venues parallel to my professional work.
Mary Charlotte, Jan Willems is the trumpet player for the Santa Fe Brass, and they're going to play at the Chispa Concert Series at 2 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church this Sunday, the 26th. Jan Willems, tell us a little bit about the pieces you're going to play that you've selected.
Okay, we're basically a Santa Fe Brass playing everything from Bach to Broadway, you could say. And so we've made a selection of six pieces that cover that timescale of the last 300-400 years. And we'll surprise the audience with Just a Closer Walk, which is a traditional American piece that was adapted for brass by Walter Barnes, and actually an earlier arrangement by Don Gillis, but we do a Walter Barnes version of that, and then basically have adapted it somewhat in our own version because it leaves openings for some improvisation. Then we're going to do an aria duetto from Cantata 78 by J.S. Bach, arranged by Eberhard Ramm. It is a very upbeat piece, and it will be really fun for a lot of people to listen to, because it has some swing to it, you could almost say.
Jan Willem, what's the difference between the types of instruments they were using in Bach's time and contemporary trumpets, contemporary brass?
Oh, in Bach's time, I think this duetto was probably written for strings or for organ. I'm not quite sure, and it was really transcribed for brass later. And in those days, the trumpets didn't even have valves, so they were valveless trumpets, and a trumpet player had to do most of the work with either multiple trumpets or trumpets that were played with a lot of subtle embouchure control. And you played then in the highest register to play multiple tones in a scale next to each other or after each other.
Tell me about this Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber, arranged by Jeremy Grant, your tuba player.
Yeah, I mean, that's
got to be fascinating.
That's an amazing thing. Probably most of our listeners know or have heard the Adagio for Strings.
Sure.
Yeah, the Adagio is a well-known piece, and Jeremy is a very he's a professional musician, and we are very happy to have him in the group. It is just wonderful to play with him, and he has composed several pieces, including a piece that he has dedicated to us that we're playing, and this one, the Adagio for Strings, where basically I play the first violin, you could say, but then on the trumpet, and it goes pretty high. And it is an intensity of a piece of great intensity, and then it slows down towards the end again and totally fades out. I cannot describe it. You'll just have to come and listen, I would say.
Are you playing a piccolo trumpet?
No, in this case, I'll play a C instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the Santa Fe Brass is usually a quintet, is that correct?
Correct. We're a quintet.
So that's one part of the event. Now you, Elliot Oppenheim, are also playing a Mozart piece.
Yes, that's right. This is the Santa Fe debut for a soprano by the name of Miss Alicia Nation. And she and I and Miss Marla Riggins Clark on the organ are going to do the motet from Exultate Jubilate, Mozart's lovely piece. And this is real exciting. I'm going to play this on a B-flat trumpet.
Now, is this, what are the other instruments that are played? It's not just the two of you.
No, that's it. It's the three of us.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a soprano, a trumpet, and the organ.
So that is, it's so interesting. I mean, the whole phenomenon of community music here in Santa Fe or anywhere is, I think, a really important thing just to talk about in itself, which is that here are these people, many of whom are professional or formerly or nearly professional musicians, who are doing things at churches.
Santa Fe has a very rich tradition. You may know about the Santa Fe Concert Band, which is the oldest group around here. I think they're 60 years old, or they may be even older than that. And there are other groups, and they perform in the community, and it's real important for people to come out for these community concerts. And guess what? They're free. The Chispa Concert Series at Christ Lutheran Church, 2 p.m. this Sunday, is free. They do like a free will donation, but you don't have to. Let me tell you about some other pieces we're going to do. Jan McDonald and I are going to do Pietronio Francescini's Sonata for Two Trumpets and Organ. And then we're going to do a traditional cornet duet by Amsden. And then, ending the program, we have the Los Alamos Piano Quintet. And they're going to play Max Bruch's 1886 composition, which hasn't been heard in about 100 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think
what do you mean
lost.
It hasn't been heard?
It was lost. They just found it. It was one of these pieces that was probably laying in somebody's locker somewhere, and they unearthed it.
Amazing.
And so the Los Alamos Piano Quintet now has it. And
now, lest you think that means five pianos, what's a quintet?
Well, it's actually a piano. And then there are two violinists and a viola and a cello.
So no brass on that one.
No brass on that one. And they'll end the concert. So that'll be very exciting.
So all of this is happening at 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Lutheran Church, the Christ Lutheran Church.
Right.
And for more information, that's on Arroyo Chamiso. That's a really nice space.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful sanctuary.
What are the acoustics like in there?
Wonderful. They have beautiful plaster walls, and it's a very intimate space. We have space for about maybe 100 people, and it's intimate. It's a lovely place to hear music.
For more information, people can call 983-9461. Elliot Oppenheim is the director of the Chispa Concert Series there at Christ Lutheran Church. Jan Willem Janssens is a trumpet player who's going to be there as well. It's great to have you both on the air. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes talking about sustainable living and building and all sorts of things. Please stay tuned to KSFR.